السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من أعطى واستحق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى، وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فنيسره للعسرى. سعد بن وقاص رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أربع من السعادة المرأة الصالحة والمسكن الواسع والجار الصالح والمركب الهني، وأربع من الشقاء الجار السوء المرأة السوء المسكن الضيق والمركب السوء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made or informed us about two groups of the people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some other place, وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ نَجْدَيْنِ, that we have guided the people, or we have opened up for the people two ways. Someone's car is crying. Allah grant us sukoon. So, one group, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ نَجْدَيْنِ, that we have made two paths. One is going towards the right, one is going towards left. A right path is going towards Jannah, paradise, and the left one going towards hell. And there are two kind of people, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ, those who are righteous, lucky ones, and those who are rebellious and wrong ones. So there is no third group. There's only two groups, whether you are on right path or you are on the wrong. And that's why in every salat, in every rakat, we are begging, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance. اهدنَا الصراط المستقيم, اهدنَا الصراط المستقيم. Here also Allah ta'ala is mentioning اهدنَا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Righteous, those people's path or the people's way who are guided, who are righteous, who are going to end towards paradise, towards heaven. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Not the path of those who are wrongdoers, misguided, misleaded by shaitan, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and those who are astray from the right. So, in this Surah Al-Fatiha also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that there will be two groups of the people always. One will be on the right path, as other will be on the wrong path. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu mentioned that some Sahabi passed away in Madina Munawwara. So we took his janazah towards Jannatul Baqi, graveyard of Madina Munawwara. And there was a time the Sahaba were digging the grave. So we all were waiting and sitting there. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and he also sat down on one place waiting for the grave to be prepared. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was the, you know, the love of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This always, constantly, they used to observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anytime, day or night, anywhere. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? How is doing? Why is doing? They used to observe all the time. So here, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the cemetery, he sat down on one place. So we all came towards him. We surrounded him, and we also close by sat next to him. Now we are observing. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, he has one some twig or some little wood in his hand. And while he was waiting, he was scratching the soil. See, this minute detail you will find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will never find this kind of details about any prophet of the any nation, any time. In this kind of detail, not about Musa alayhi salam, not about Isa alayhi salam, not about Ibrahim alayhi salam. This minute detail you will find in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu always used to observe and used to record him for us. So after a little bit digging, or you know, just playing with the twig, he looked into the sky all of a sudden, and then he mentioned this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قَالَ بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ يَنْقُطُ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِذْ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He just looked at to the sky. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا قَدْ عُلِمَ. None of you sitting here or will come till the day of Qiyamah. They already ma'lum, they already knew the place of his abode. وَقَالَ وَكِي another Ravi narrated different word that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, illa kat kutiba maq'aduhu minan nar wa maq'aduhu minal jannah, that his place is made in paradise and his place is made in hellfire. It's already predetermined, it's taqdeer, it's fixed. When Sahaba heard this, immediately, out of curiosity, they said, قَالُوا فَلَا نَتَّكِلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. If that is the case, that Allah Ta'ala already decide about each and every one where he is going to end up, we should not believe in that and thus relax in that and do nothing. Because we know at the end of the day, we will be going towards whatever Allah Ta'ala decided for us. Why we should work hard then? We should just depend on the tawakkul and that let's go. Rasulullah said, right, no, don't do that. Qala la, a'malu. You have to work hard, you have to do some actions. Fakullu muyassirun li khuliqalo. Lima khuliqalo. That every easy, meaning every person who's going towards the right path, it is made easy for him to go to work on the right path. And every person who is misfortunate, then Allah Ta'ala made easy for him to do the wrong things. And this is exactly what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had mentioned in Surah Al-Layl, which I have just recited. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. Those fortunate people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted goodness. Wattaqa. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they have the awareness of Almighty Allah. Wasaddaqa bil husna. And they made tasdeeq, they affirm that Islam is the true religion, and they follow. Fasanuyassiruhu lil yusra. So we made easy for them to work towards the right path. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ. And those, or that person, or that individual, Who is stingy? Allah granted him wealth, but it does not spend in the path of Allah. He doesn't give charity, donation, sadaqah, zakat, etc. Wastaghna, and he is unmindful, regardless, doesn't pay any attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just lives his life according to his lust and desire. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى And he do not believe in hereafter. He reject, deny. There is no life after death. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى So Allah Ta'ala said, we have made easy for him to continue in his disbelieving and committing sin after sin. Then eventually after the death, when he will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will regret and he will cry and he will see his destination. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, every morning we are waking up, right? We are opening our eyes. We don't know how we are going to end. But this is the taqdeer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. Look, I am granting you this next new day, 24 hours. It is in your hand, is a capital. You are the investor. And you have all the ikhtiyarat, all the abilities, all the choices, all the asbab and means. As and how you want to spend these 24 hours. Or how you want to spend your wealth, how you want to spend your health, how you want to spend your ability. It's up to you. And that is the reason why my brother, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sahaba in the beginning asked question, why should work when it's decided already? Here is the reason for that. That Allah Ta'ala given us as a human being choice. There are two paths here. It's up to you which one you want to choose. It's your choice. No force from Allah, no force from the angels, no force from any unseen power. It's your ability, your choice, your understanding. You choose it. And you are answerable for your choice. Whatever you choose, whether good or bad, right or wrong, is totally up to you today. But whatever you select, and whatever you choose, whatever you prefer, consequences after your death, you are going to face it. That's why it's taqdeer. That's why you are answerable for every action. That's why it's jaza and saza. That's why it is the reward and the punishment. That's why it's the jannat and jahannam. There is no third place in hereafter. Today is your choice because insan is ashraful makhlukat, best of the creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him all the abilities, all the knowledge, all the understanding compared to all other nations. Human being can think, human being can decide. Human being can understand what is right, what is wrong. And according to his knowledge, whatever decision he is going to take today, he has to face it tomorrow. And that's why this is Darul Imtihan, Ad-Dunya Darul Mihan, the place of the test, examination. Whatever right, writing, you're going to write the answers, whether right or wrong. Your result will be opened up on the day of Qiyamah. Iqra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Read your book of deeds, what we have done in 26 years, 64 years, whatever life Allah has granted you. And no one can say on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I didn't know that I was supposed to pray you, I was supposed to believe in you. No one came to preach me, no one came to guide me, no one came to explain me what is right, what is wrong. He was not going to say that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down 124,000 anbiya and prophets to guide the mankind towards the right path. And all the books, Suhuf Ibrahim, all the Suhuf in divine scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed for the guidance. Finally, the Holy Quran, Alif Lam Mim, Dalikal Kitab al-Arif Fi, Hudallil Muttaqeen. Very beginning of the Holy Quran, in the very first page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted, emphasized that look, this Holy Quran, this Kitabullah, this Kalamullah has no doubt in it. La rayba fi, it's all authentic. All, you know, speaking the truth only. There is no evidence of false in it. Dhalikal kitab la rayba fi. Why is revealed? What is the wisdom? What is the reason behind the revelation? Hudallil muttaqeen. This is the guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who believe in hereafter. Who believe in death. Who believe in Jannah and Jahannam. Who believe in Allah's Rasul, Khatimun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen. Who believe there is one Allah, our creator, our sustainer, our protector, and our provider. And He has all the power. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Right? So, we have to, every day, when we open our eyes, we have to be very careful how we stay, how we spend our time, how we spend our wealth, how we spend our energy. It is going to the right channel, or I am wasting my day, I am wasting my night. There are small six stories with the big meanings. Once, all the villagers decided to pray for the rain. There was drought. So on the day of prayer, when they fixed the day, a certain day, we all going to get together to pray Almighty Allah to bring the rain. So all the people came outskirts of the village together to pray for the rain. Only one child, only one boy came with umbrella. That is the faith. None of them, they all came for the prayer, but they didn't believe it's going to rain or not. One person, one boy was so determined, Tawakkul Allah, definitely it's going to rain today. That's why he prepared, he brought the umbrella. That is called faith. Whatever we do, my brothers and sisters, we pray for Fajr Salat, Isha Salat, Maghrib Salat, we should have that faith. I pray to Allah, Allah will accept it. I recited some portion of the Holy Quran, Allah will reward me. I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fulfill my desire. Allah will remove my difficulty. Allah will remove my sickness. We should have that 100% tawakkul, like this boy who already crying with umbrella. We should have that tawakkul. This is called faith. Number two, when you throw your baby in the childhood, you know, we all parents have this experience. We like to play with our small boy or girl. We throw him into the sky. And the boy or girl, while he's up, he's smiling. He's laughing. He's not scared. Why? Because he knows you will catch him. You will not let him fall down. You are parent, father, mother. So that small little child doesn't speak a word. But he has this in his mind that my father or mother or brother or sister is throwing me up, definitely is going to catch me. Right? That is called trust. That is called trust. Right? Do we have trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As little as that small boy or girl has on his parent. If we have that, we are successful. Number three, every night we go to bed without any assurance of being alive the next morning. No one knows what is going to happen tonight. Right? There is no guarantee he is going to wake up tomorrow morning. But still, we set up the alarm to wake us up. We all set up the alarm for Fajr, for Tahajjud, or for waking, going to the job. We shouldn't be late. Although we don't know we're going to wake up tomorrow morning dead or alive, But we set up the alarm. That is the hope. That is the hope. Tomorrow morning, I will have sound and do this, this, that, every morning. For the moon, tonight, I will die. Number four, playing big things for tomorrow. In spite of zero knowledge of the future, we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Not even know what is going to happen next morning or next evening or next moment. We don't know. We don't have the knowledge of the future. Inna Allah inda hul musa'ab. Allah only knows what is going to happen in future. But still, we plan all the things, and that is called confidence. That is called confidence. We are so confident that we plan for the years and months. We purchase the house for 30 years mortgage. What is that? What is that? There is no guarantee. That is confidence. We may die tomorrow. But we have confidence we are going to live till 30 years. That's why we purchase the house. We see the world suffering, but still we get married and we have children. We know what's going on to my neighbor. How miserable life is living after he got married, after he got children. But we still get married and we still have the children. What is that? That is the love. Every person Allah has kept in his heart the love. And that love forcing him to get married and to have the children. Number six. On one old man's shirt was written a sentence. I mean, we have some t-shirts youngsters are wearing. They have some kind of slogan on it, some words on it. So there was an old man and in that shirt, and on the shirt it was written one sentence. I am not 80 years old. He was 80 years old, but it was written on his shirt. I am not 80 years old. I am sweet 16 with 64 years of experience. See how he changed. He's 80 years old. Look at his attitude. This is the attitude. He don't want to believe that he's old man. Buddha hoga tera baap. Buddha me dese. I am not old man. Don't tell me I am old man. See, so he said, although physically he's 80 years old, but his attitude, I am sweet 16 with the experience of 64. By the way, 2 days ago, I turned into 64. That was my birthday, 5th of July. Make dua. But I still have to wait 16 years to have this attitude. Make dua for me, Allah take me that long with sound, good health, and with inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah.